There are certain everyday etiquette tips that we should be living by, and I don't think it's really any surprise that Jason Goodman is breaking all of them. Now, to be fair, do you know what the word etiquette means, Jason?
Yeah, I know. No, actually, I don't know.
Okay, so then, like, in your defense, it's you don't know what it means, so you don't know you're breaking
kind
it.
Kind of. I know it means something to do with being polite.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Do you want the official?
Yes.
Okay, the official definition of etiquette. Etiquette refers to the established, formal, and informal rules of polite behavior that guide social, professional, and cultural interactions.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And, you know, we don't have to know the Webster's dictionary definition to still know if something's the right thing to do.
Yeah, like, there's that.
Like, well, I didn't know the definition.
There's that. For example, these are the everyday etiquette tips that we should all just be following, okay, that Jason does seem to break every day. For example, if you're having a conversation, put your phone away.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all guilty, and I know somebody else on the show that's really guilty.
That's true. I think I will also say I am guilty for sure.
I'm guilty. Yeah. I think one-on-one conversations I do better, but sometimes I don't know y'all talking to me, and I'm like, oh, sorry.
But it's, you know.
Yeah, it's bad etiquette.
Yeah,
I've definitely been guilty of doing it even on a one-on-one thing. I'm like,
I'll call my own husband out for this one.
Yeah.
We had our dear Mrs. Chris over to our house because it was her birthday. And
Michelle's nanny, right?
Yes, she watches my children and also neighbor, and she's just our extended family.
Right.
And we're trying to celebrate Mrs. Chris, and I look over, and Ben's stirring this pot of delicious chili that he made, but he's also got one hand on his phone, and he's looking at it, and I said, excuse me, we're trying to celebrate Mrs. Chris. And he's like, oh, yeah.
Well, it might have been the recipe for the chili.
It wasn't.
It was probably
the chili
like,
was done.
Like the,
the
who's
chili
be
was
on,
made.
On NC State's football team next year.
The chili was made. And then also it's tricky because he is in sales, and so he works on his phone all the time. But I'm like, it's past 5 o'clock. For 5 minutes, hang it up.
Yeah.
You know?
I think, unfortunately, most jobs
are
just...
It is also an addiction
for most
people.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I don't want to hear all the, I'm working. No, I would accept it more if we just said, I'm addicted.
Yeah, I think we're all addicted to some level.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not good. It was so much better without it because yesterday I went to the gym and I see somebody calling me. I'm like, oh gosh, why are they calling me? I might have to pick this up. Mm-hmm. But I'm like in the middle of a workout.
Right.
How can I? And then I'm stressed the entire time for the next hour.
Thinking about, what am I going to do? It's also, I mean, you watch people, if you sit and watch, we were at swim just the other day, and I look over, and
everybody.
And I'm guilty too, but every single parent, child, coach who's not coaching, who's, you know, their class hasn't arrived yet, every single person is on their phone.
Yeah. Yep.
And if you just sit and watch people, it's like they'll look up for a minute, and then their hand just instinctively goes to their phone
to look. They say we check our phone on average 71 times a day.
It is a nervous tick, it's a nervous habit, and it's an addiction.
Absolutely. And I know my mom used to make fun of me. She'd be like, you're on your phone too much. And she has a rule, like I've told before, where we go over for Sunday dinner. I actually do like this rule for about an hour. Then I start getting the craving. I need my phone back. And everyone's like, we get our phone back. So it's like crackheads getting our phone back. like snorting. Like, no. And then, but she got her smartphone. She's on it a lot.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm on it way more than I should be. I'm like, everything's on it. Everything's on your phone.
And even if you've checked all your email and you've checked all your social media and you've checked your Pinterest and you've checked your bank account and you've checked whatever it is you're on there doing, I go back and then start the cycle over.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm like, even though I just checked it all.
I have 99 likes. I wonder if I have 100 now. And
it's
you're like, so
insane.
Dumb.
Another everyday etiquette tip that we should all just be living by and that Jason Goodman routinely breaks. Don't comment on someone's food choices unless they ask you.
Oh, that's that's a bad one.
I'm not going to change that.
Guilty. You are.
Why would I change that? Because a lot of times I'm
rude.
Like, oh, what is that? That looks great.
That is not true.
Oh, that's lots of calories.
A compliment and a comment are different.
What's the difference?
Get it is not a compliment.
No, it's not.
We're basically like, you're fat. That's what you're saying.
Or how many times have you said this?
I'm just saying you're eating a lot.
How many times has he said this? oh, do you know how bad that is for you?
Right.
Like, I'm sitting here eating my breakfast. I didn't ask you.
Yeah, or like, I know this cream-filled donut's not good for me. You don't have to tell me. Yeah. Like, I'm fully aware. What?
I don't need to know how many calories are in it. Yeah. I'm eating it.
That's very different than you looking at the sandwich and going, oh, that looks good.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's very different.
Okay, 90% of the time, and I think I've done this with Matt before, 90% of the time I order something and I look at everybody else, I'm like, I want everybody else's except for mine.
100%.
So we do a smorgasbord, and me and Matt sometimes, when we used to go to lunch 8 years ago, would say, you order that, I'm going to order this. That way we can try each, like a half a sub, half a meatball, half a whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I order so much, because I want the variety. Yeah. I don't want to eat my whole, because then I do. I look at everybody else's, and I have the FOMO of not ordering what you guys ordered. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Happens everywhere, all the time.
Another thing I think I say, ooh, that's terrible for you, is because I really want it, but I held myself back from getting it, and then I have to.
So you want to ruin it for other people.
So you're trying to make yourself feel better about the decision to not get it by making us feel bad about ordering it.
Correct.
That's nice.
And here's a heads up. It doesn't make me feel bad about what I've ordered.
Don't care.
So you're failing. You should be upset that you're failing at that, because I'm like, so.
I don't think he's breaking etiquette. He's doing it for himself. He's doing it for selfish reasons.
Right.
So it might work, but all it's doing for us is making us annoyed with you.
That is true. 100.